Listen to infer. Listen to the conversations. Infer which of the vocabulary words would best complete each statement, and circle it. Explain your reasons. Conversation 1.
You know that guy who just got the job as the boss's administrative assistant?
Ed something?
That's right. Well, he makes it hard to get in to talk to the boss.
What do you mean? How does he have that power?
Well, if you're his friend and you want to see the boss, no problem. But if he doesn't like you, he'll say the boss is in a meeting.
Does the boss know about this?
I'm not sure, but Ed definitely plays favorites.
If I were you, I'd tell him to cut it out.
Conversation 2.
Hey, Sarah, I need a reality check.
About what?
Kate ordered a bunch of stuff online. Actually, a tablet, some headphones, and a printer.
Okay.
Right. So when she opened the box, there was a fitness tracker in there.
Did they charge her for the fitness tracker?
No, but she says she's just gonna keep it.
No way.
Yep. I was just shocked. I thought Kate had good values. Am I wrong to disapprove?
No, you're right.
Conversation 3.
Why so glum, Ken?
You're not going to believe what my friend Rob did. Well, I thought he was my friend.
What did he do?
He knew there was an opening in the marketing department, and he didn't tell me about it.
Well, did Rob apply for the job?
No, he didn't. He told Chris about it, and Chris got the job. That's what gets me. He knew I wanted that job, and that I'm qualified.
Hmm. And you thought Rob was a friend?
Conversation 4.
This is ridiculous. I took my rug to Jack's rug cleaners a month ago. Jack said it would take a week.
How long did you say it's been? A month? That is a long time. Have you called Jack?
I have, and he just says it'll be ready in a couple of days. But then it isn't.
If I were you, I'd tell him that if you don't get your rug clean by the end of the week, you'll post something about Jack's rug cleaners on social media.
Right. Time for me to stand up for myself.